Real Radio.
It's 5 o'clock. Play is just starting again at Wimbledon after the match stopped for the roof to be put in place. It's after rain halted the men's finals at SW19. Andy Murray and Roger Federer have one set each. No matter what happens today, it's hoped the Murray effect will get more people playing the sport. Tennis Scotland chief executive David Marshall.
He's such an iconic figure. I mean, he's a real legend to all the kids in Scotland, and he has a huge effect on us. And I think the opportunity for us now is to push on with the game and get a lot more people participating.
Next, detectives in West Yorkshire have named a Scottish teenager who was killed in the early hours of Saturday morning. 19-year-old Craig Hepburn from Renfrewshire was attacked along with an 18-year-old friend in the village of Marsden. He's in a critical condition in hospital. Two men have been arrested. Police say they believe a man wanted in connection with the murder of a family in Northamptonshire has been arrested in Morocco. Ang Zhang Du is accused of stabbing four members of the Ding family to death at their home last April. The best food, drink and music Scotland has to offer will be showcased at a special place during the Olympics. Holyrood is renting a house in London, which will be used to host formal and informal events and receptions. The venture is being backed by Scottish celebrities, including golfer Colin Montgomery and singer Emily Sandy. It's day three in the Bellado mud bath and the crowds are still going strong. This year's Tea in the Park must be one of the wettest on record, but it hasn't stopped 85,000 fans giving it their all to the Stone Roses, Snow Patrol and tonight's headliners Kasabian. Rizzlekicks made their festival debut yesterday. We caught up with them when they came off stage.
Scottish crowds just seem, they're just, you come along and they kind of really just want to have it. Like, you know, during this gig they were chanting off their own accord kind of between songs. It was amazing. I really enjoyed it.
But it's been a cold, wet and muddy couple of nights for the campers so far.
We walked down the walkway and it's completely just a landslide. Tents are basically washing away. People are moving rocks trying to stop all the mud. People just dragging their tents, just be like the lines of it, and it's just full of mud.
Scotland's weather across the central belt, cloudy with some light rain in places tonight, lows of 12 Celsius. At the Real Radio News Centre, I'm Emma Gordon.